بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه متفق عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned none of you can be a true believer, none of you can be a true mu'min, a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. The same chapter continuing about honoring the sanctity of a Muslim, having compassion, love, care, mercy for him. In this hadith, Rasulullah is mentioned very beautifully and simply that a true believer is that person who loves for his Muslim brother what he loves for himself, because the entire Muslim ummah is one body. And therefore, you should desire for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself in all matters of obedience and good. So this refers to dunyawi matters, worldly matters, and ukhrawi, akhirat matters, both. In other words, just as you like iman for yourself, and your iman to be strong, you like to be a 5 times musalli, namazi, you like to give charity, you like to be polite, or you like to have good akhlaq, you must wish for your Muslim brother the same. So if your Muslim brother is far away from deen, just as you wish to be safe from the fire of Jahannam, you must wish the same for him, desire the same for him, and you make an effort also in a nice way to protect him from going into the fire of Jahannam. So like how you would like to come for some majlis, some good program, deeni program, like that you must wish for your Muslim brother the same and encourage him to do the same. So just as you would like to be saved from the punishment of the hereafter, and you would like entry into paradise, you must desire genuinely and make the effort towards that for your Muslim brother. And as far as the world is concerned, just as you would like to be respected, you want somebody to honor you, like that you must desire the same for your Muslim brother, that he too must be respected, he too must be honored, he must not be belittled. In other words, you yourself should not belittle him, because you wouldn't like the same thing to happen to you. You would like somebody to honor you, to respect you. Therefore, you should not disrespect your Muslim brother. Love for him what you would love for yourself. So this includes good conduct and giving preference to over yourself to somebody else. For example, you like a certain type of food and there isn't sufficient. So just as you desire it for yourself, desire it for him. Give preference to your Muslim brother over yourself. In this way, Muslim ummah will be united, more muhabbat, brotherhood, inshallah, Islam will be strengthened, Muslims will be strengthened, you are loving for your Muslim brother with yourself, you're not developing on your own and ignoring the rights of your Muslim brother. No, you are taking careful rights of all of his well-being, and you are giving him exactly what you would give yourself. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصر اخاك ظالما او مظلوما. سيدنا انس رضي الله عنه reports another hadith and he says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said assist your brother be he an oppressor or an oppressed person. Assist your brother be he an oppressor or an oppressed person. فقال رجل, obviously one man then stood up and one man asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, unsurhu idha kana mazluman, unsurhu idha kana mazluman, I must assist him when he's oppressed, that I can understand. It's correct. The man is oppressed, so I must assist him because he's in problem, he's in difficulty. I must try and help him against the oppressor. I must take care of him. He's being oppressed. He doesn't have his rights, so I must go and assist him, help him, aid him, defend him, guide him. أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ ظَالِمًا كَيْفَ أَنْصُرُهُ. But I can't understand that if he's an oppressor, how can I help him? Because helping an oppressor will tantamount to assisting in evil. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Help one another in matters of good and taqwa. Do not assist one another in sin and hostility. So how I'm going to help my brother if he is a zalim, he's an oppressor? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم تحجزه أو تمنعه من الظلم فإن ذلك نصره. رواه البخاري. ربيع كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم explained. He said, but what is meant by assisting your brother if he is a zalim, an oppressor? You must stop him, prevent him from oppressing somebody else. By doing that, you are helping him. In other words, you're stopping him from some haram. By stopping him from some haram, you are protecting him from committing a sin. And by protecting him from committing a sin, you have helped him. So if you leave him to continue the oppression, you're not aiding him in doing right. In fact, you are aiding him to continue his wrong. So helping your Muslim brother when he is an oppressed person, we understand. But when he is an oppressor himself, what must you do? تَحْجُزُهُ تَمْنَعُهُ. You must stop him, prevent him from making any zulam on any person. You go and advise him. You try and explain to him what you're doing is wrong, etc. That will be assisting him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many ahadith and all these things in this whole past few chapters, don't make zulam upon a person, worry about the rights of the next person, do not have greed, do not have enmity, do not have a malice, jealousy, do not sever ties, join one of the ek bano or nek bano. Oh, Mashaykh say so easy, ek bano and nek bano. Be united and become righteous, Allah walas. And then we'll find that Islam will flourish. Then we'll have good akhlaq. People will see our good conduct and they'll be attracted to deen, inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.